To Behind the Scenes with
Santa and Mrs. Claus.
And today we're really going to get behind the scenes. We're going to talk about what it is and why you might want to have Santa come visit you at your home.
Yes, it's going to be a series.
Yes.
On some of the pros and cons of having a home visit with Santa. We're going to give some tips and such for mall visits.
Yes.
So it's really going to be a little bit of giving some education to parents to let them know maybe the best way to have a visit, and then also to go behind the scenes on what it takes for Santa and possibly Mrs. Claus to make these visits as well. So
absolutely, yeah. So first off, I mean, obviously, it's wonderful when you can take your kid to a mall and have them visit with Santa for, you know, 3 minutes.
Yep.
And get their picture taken, and then you've got a memory going forward.
Uh-huh.
But you might want to consider having Santa come to your home instead.
Yeah.
And plus, he might even bring Mrs. Claus.
Yeah, and that's that is true. You know, certainly not. We have our little rascal over there getting busy. One of the things is that
sorry about that.
Where you might want a home visit, and there, I think there's a couple of reasons. But one might be that you have a child that is shy, doesn't interact quite well with people, or doesn't want to stand in line. Sometimes you got to stand in line for an hour or more to see Santa, and you know, kids don't have that kind of patience.
And your time is worth something
too. And by the time you get to see Santa, everybody's cranky. So there's certainly that. Maybe you're not.
Also, your home is probably decorated better than any set you're going to find at a mall.
That's true.
I mean, you've got beautiful trees and decorations and fireplaces.
Absolutely. Beautiful.
Some of the things you just can't do at a mall.
No, certainly much more festive. Another reason might be your child might have been sick or is sick. One of the visits that we went to, which was a very touching visit, was a family that their little boy, thank goodness, was recovering, but he had a very severe form of leukemia, and so he couldn't go out to see
Santa.
He can't
go out. Now, certainly, obviously, that's a rare case, but there's lots of reasons.
Yeah.
You know, and probably the best reason is whether it's just your child or you invite other families to participate, which you can do.
Absolutely.
If you have Santa come to your home.
Which we encourage,
you can bring
other
relatives of yours or
neighbors perhaps,
you know, and make this kind of an event.
Yes, yes.
Which also helps spread the cost. But, but truly, that Santa is there for your family and only your family.
That's
so
correct.
They spend, you know, you can spend anywhere from 30 minutes to hours if you want, depending on what you want done.
And
what's it, I mean, when Mrs. Claus and I go to a home, oh my God, we sing, we tell stories, we read books, we do Q&A.
A little Q&A, and of course, not to mention the fact that the child or children get a really good visit with Santa and you know, tells them what he or she wants for Christmas. And sometimes, again, you know, little kids don't always just blurt out what they want. They got to kind of be encouraged.
They have
a little
to think
bit.
About it.
Yeah, they got to be encouraged. So they get that really one-on-one where they can, you know, sit on Santa's lap and, you know, be able to talk to him, and there isn't that time frame of going, yeah, well, that's fine. You know, I'll give you a truck or a dolly. Now let's
yeah, move it along.
Let's move it along. And the other thing that's great with this too is not only the photo opportunities of Santa with the child itself, but we have had some wonderful photographs with not only an immediate family, just, you know, mom, dad, and the kids, but we've had, again, we had a big family that we used to see. Yes. And so we had a huge...
They lined them all up on the staircase, and
so we've got
them all in.
Wonderful, wonderful pictures, and it really was...
You can do videos.
Yeah,
that's the other thing.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Cost you a small fortune to do a video at a mall.
But you could certainly do that, and it really makes it a wonderful, memorable event. Mm-hmm. And Santa's right. If you've taken a video, then you can replay that for the children anytime after that.
If you have special needs kids.
Yes, absolutely.
A lot of Santas, and this is something you need to check out, mm-hmm. but you need to see if your Santa has been special needs trained.
Correct.
Because whether it's autism or other mm-hmm. problems, Downs, whatever the case may be, there are Santas that know exactly mm-hmm. how to relate and treat that child.
Correct. Correct.
We being two of those people. But, yes. And that's important. And you can find that. And that you would never know going to a mall.
No.
Unless you did a lot of research beforehand.
Which is also, you know, again, particularly for an autistic child.
Yes.
Obviously don't like crowds and don't react well generally in those kinds of situations where... And you know, our expectations are not that maybe the child will sit on Santa's lap, because again, they don't always like that kind of close connection. But we can still make it memorable. He's still able to talk to the child. Sometimes it's just from a little distance away.
But one of the things about having Santa at your home is you have the time.
The time, yes.
And a lot of times, you know, kids that come to the mall and stuff, mm-hmm. they may be waiting in line for 2 minutes.
Yes.
Or
2 hours.
God, hopefully not 2 hours. But anyway.
Yeah.
But when they get to Santa again, it's like, boom, quick, get on his lap, get the picture. And they're fine until they go to sit on Santa's lap. And if they're not really excited about it or really up for it, you could have a problem, or you wind up having a visit that just doesn't come off the way you planned. We're having them at your home. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of times where kids have taken 15, 20 minutes
Just to warm up. And I can't tell you, and you've got a good point, Santa. I don't know how many visits we've had where the parents have said, oh my gosh, my child has absolutely refused to get near a Santa, talk to a Santa, anything with a Santa.
Afraid of Santa. You know,
again, in the home environment, number one,
it's
safety.
Their environment.
Yep, their home. That's what they recognize with mommy and daddy. Mm-hmm. And as long as you don't push them, sometimes mm-hmm. like a smaller child might play around and they'll look at you, you know. And if you have other kids, which is really good, they will start to watch the other kids get up and realize, well, they survived that visit.
Yeah. He didn't eat them.
They didn't eat him or do anything.
Or beat him or do anything. He seems okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then pretty soon, you know, they'll start coming closer and maybe touch. Sometimes they touch and then kind of run away. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's at their own pace. And then the next thing you know, they're climbing up on Santa's lap with a big smile of their own, you know,
volition
to do mm-hmm. that. And then, you know, the parents are absolutely thrilled because now they have that visit that the parents thought of anyway with Santa.
That they envisioned.
Yes, that they envisioned.
That they were hoping mm-hmm. for. Mm-hmm. And there it is.
And there it is.
And a lot of times it is. It's just a matter of time and what it takes to get the kids to relax.
Absolutely.
And,
And especially if you have a younger one, you know, I love to watch, you know, sometimes the three-year-olds come. And, you know, from a distance, they have this huge smile. It's just wonderful. And then, you know, they get a little closer to Santa, and then they get a little bit more concerned. And they get that little concerned look on their face. And then all of a sudden they get real close, and that smile, it's gone. Now they're crying.
I don't want to get on it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then if you take them away, they're, hi.
Yeah. Hi.
So this also, you know, gives the child a chance not to have bad memories.
Yes.
Where in the future, you know, like for the next visit, probably chances are they'll go right to Santa because they've gotten over that frightening experience.
And again, if you figure you're only going to get 2 to 3 minutes max at a mall with Santa.
Yeah.
And again, you could bring a host of families to your house.
And if
you've got Santa for an hour, he's certainly going to spend more than 3 minutes with each and every child.
Yeah.
You can get family pictures. Mm-hmm. You can get everything, you know.
Yeah. And you'd be surprised.
Neighborhood pictures, whatever the case.
Yeah, and you'd be surprised. You might think, oh, an hour. But you know what? If you do have a large family or a large gathering, that time goes by relatively quickly. Mm-hmm. But you can have all of those other experiences rather than just the visit and the photo. You get to have the interaction.
And I got to tell you, we've gone to some homes which were just absolutely magical. I mean, we've had places that have literally brought snow in to their home for the kids to play in before Santa got there.
Yes.
I mean, we've had things where there have been games and goings on of all kinds.
They made it an event.
They really made it an event.
Yeah.
Event and full party.
Yeah.
And not to mention the food in there.
Yeah. I mean, that's true.
Mrs. Claus and I have been blessed to get some things taken home with us.
Yes.
Don't mind that either.
No.
But there's a lot of good reasons to invite a Santa to your
home. There really is.
And there's, we're going to delve into what you should look for when you're trying to hire a Santa.
Yes.
And some of the places you can look to get there are actual organizations that help
that
you do this
to.
And that you can qualify your Santa and look at them.
Yeah.
I'm a member of several myself.
Yeah.
So, and I get a lot of home visits and corporate visits through those organizations.
Absolutely.
So, but we'll delve on that a little bit deeper later, as well as why does it cost what it costs and what is a decent pricing schedule. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that obviously just depends on where you're living.
Well, sure. That absolutely is true.
A Santa in Los Angeles is going to cost you a lot more than a Santa in Topeka, Kansas.
Oh, true. That's true.
Just like it would to buy a home or rent a home or anything else, any other cost.
And the other thing we'll be doing a little further on is actually we'll be going over the costumes of, showing you some of Santa's multiple costumes. He has different ones for different occasions. And kind of going into some more detail rather than just standing up and going, you know, well, here's this traditional costume. We're going to talk more about what makes it traditional and some of the...
Or a Coca-Cola, or a Continental, or some of the different other things. There's actually a very wide array of looks that Santa can have.
And that is true.
I myself have like 7 or 8 of my own that I can use. And just depending on what the family wants or what they're looking for, whether they're looking for more traditional or whether they're looking for something a little more unusual,
a little more old world or something. Yeah.
So, we'll get into all that stuff. It's going to be fun. You'll see some of the costumes I have, and we'll have some. We'll touch on some of the other costumes that are available. So.
So, yeah, so we hope that you'll continue to join us.
Yes.
For this series. And as always, you know, thank you for joining us today. And if you have any questions or comments on what we've talked about or as we go forward, because this is really, we're hoping to be educational. So, yeah, yes. If you have something maybe we didn't touch on, you want to know about, please, you know, leave it in the comments. As you know, we always get back to you.
Or if you want us to go in deeper on a particular subject, let us know.
Yeah, ask us, because that might well be something that
Our next podcast, this person wanted to know this.
We really should include that.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely. So.
Absolutely. So thank you for joining us this morning. And as always, we love visiting with you and giving you a little more insight into what we do and how we do it.
That's true. And remember, we come out on the 10th and the 24th.
Yep.
So we'll look forward to seeing you on our next podcast.
That's absolutely right. In the meantime, have a blessed week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.